Amen. Thank you, Joseph and Valen. Thank you for your witness to us this morning, my man. We are super proud of you, super excited for the life that the Lord has for you. And so thank you for being here and being a witness to all of us today. You know, there's something special about baptism. The Lord didn't request it. He commanded it. Amen. And every time somebody gets baptized at GBF, somebody comes along and says, "Pastor Chris, I want to talk to you about my relationship with Christ. I want to talk to you about following the Lord in baptism." And so there's just an amazing witness whenever we follow the Lord in baptism. And so we're very, very thankful for Valen today and his willingness to do that. Well, again, on these first two rows right here, we have men from Adult Teen Challenge. Most of you are super familiar with Adult Teen Challenge because as long as I can remember, anyway, we've been supporting this ministry that disciples men for 12 months in the Word of God and helps them find the freedom from addiction that they're looking for in Jesus Christ. And so they come and they spend time with us every year, and we do a food drive for them. That's what all this stuff over here is. It's all the canned foods and different things that you bring for these men to take back with them. And then they also have frozen meat, so to speak, coolers of that that we've provided for them today that's in their truck or trailer, whatever it is out there. And then we also, through an organization now, provide beef for them every month now on an ongoing basis. And so, what is there, Clay? Maybe 80 of y'all now? Something like that?
No, it's more like 45.
45, okay. So there's 45 of you guys, and these dudes have been a major blessing to us every year they come. They're a little bit rowdier than I am, but that's okay. Amen? And so it's a huge blessing to be able to be part of y'all's ministry over the years. We've loved it. It's blessed us as much as it's blessed you. And so we're looking forward to hearing from you guys. And Clay, why don't you bring everybody up and get them where you want them and just minister to us this morning. I want to just pray for y'all real quick before we get started, okay? Father, I thank you for these brothers in Christ. I thank you for their willingness to come here and minister in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives. And it's always such a blessing to see men, humble men, before God on this stage every year. And we thank you for blessing us and giving us the opportunity to serve them, love them, and just have these brothers with us this morning. And I pray that you bless each one of them in a very, very special way as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of our ministry, we want to thank you so much for all your support and love and prayers that you send our way, and you've done that for a long, long time. And we couldn't exist without you folks and many others like you all around DFW and other places as well. It's a blessing to be here. We're looking for God to move in a special way today. And I want to read just a couple of verses to set the tone as we get started from the 98th Psalm. It says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained the victory for him." I like that because it tells us he's already gained the victory. Do we know that? And the quicker we learn that and line ourselves up with that, the more victory we'll have in our lives. Verse 2, "The Lord has made known his salvation. He's revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God." That verse impacts me. All the ends of the earth. When I read that, I want to say, "Oh, what do you mean, Lord? All the ends of the earth have seen your salvation. How could that be?" Well, I want to show you what I think the Lord put in my spirit in answer to that. All the ends of the earth have seen his salvation. Whether they know it or not, they have seen his salvation. There it is. It stood some 2,000 years ago. It's attested to by way too many historians outside of our own gospels that there was a man named Jesus who died on a cross. There it is. It stands right in the center of time and eternity. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation if they're willing to see it. So many times God moves in a way that's almost incognito. Have you, like Anonymous, have you ever heard the word Anonymous defined as God moving without signing his name? I mean, God moving anonymously. I think I said that right. Something like that. But anyway, all the earth have seen the salvation. And we've seen it today by faith. And as a gift to your pastor from Teen Challenge, we'd like to give this cross today for something, our way of saying thank you very much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when it comes to the cross, we've all been there. And there's a song that says you've been down long enough. There's no need to walk in shame anymore. We've had plenty of Thanksgiving food, but today we want manna from heaven. Let's feast at his table. Here we go, guys. Ready? And you've been down long enough. No more walking in shame. Cause the way that he loves you isn't something you can change. You've been running in circles, but you can't hide from grace. Cause the way that he loves you isn't something you can change. Just like Lazarus out of that grave, our God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything when you pour your spirit out. Just like Silas singing with Paul, praise can break down prison wall. Jesus, you can have it all when you pour your spirit out. Sing with us. We'd like to have it.
You can rest in his presence. You can trust in his name. Cause his burden is easy. And he's perfect in his way. You can run to the Father. There's no reason to wait. Cause his arms have been open. And that's not something you can change. Just like Lazarus out of that grave, our God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything. Won't you pour your spirit out? Just like Silas singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all just ask, seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. All you have to do is just ask, seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. All you have to do is just ask, seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. All you have to do is just ask, seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. Just like Lazarus out of that grave, our God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything. Won't you pour your spirit out? Just like Silas sitting with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out? Pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out.
Are you ready to ask in some fresh ways today? Who's ready to ask, seek, and knock?
Woo!
That's what he told us to do. We can ask, seek, and knock, and we can expect him to answer. And I'd like to try that again. And when we say roll back that stone, you get to answer with roll back that stone.
Yeah. Amen.
So are you ready for that?
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if all of you can even come close to what we're doing up here volume-wise. You think you can? I want to challenge you today. So this is a little practice, test run. Here we go, guys. Roll back that stone.
Roll back that stone.
Roll back
that stone.
Hold
roll
that.
Back that stone.
You got to sing.
How do you think they're doing? I was impressed. I was impressed. So that's your practice run. This is the real thing. So let's bring it home. Let's bring it home to the throne. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Come on.
All we have to do is just ask, seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone.
Roll back that stone.
All we have to do is just ask, seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. All we have to do is just ask, seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. All we have to do is just ask, seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone.
Roll back that stone.
Roll back that stone.
All together,
roll back that stone.
So our first testimony today is from Leroy Saldiva, and he's just about to enter third phase. We have three phases across that 12-month period. And the third phase is the final phase. It's the last 5 months where guys get their own dorm area and they have to get jobs, and it's beginning a transition time. Can I maintain everything I've learned in the first 7 months? Can I put those discipleship habits to work now that I'm working again? I don't have quite as much time as I did before. Can I start to put everything to work? Can I learn about biblical financing? So that's what happens, and Leroy is close to going there. And they don't get to come on choirs because they're busy with their jobs, and they go to their own church on Sundays. So we're excited for Leroy. He'll be going to third phase in just a couple of weeks. Share with them.
Who wants to pray over him?
Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for my brother Leroy. I thank you, Lord, for your purpose, your plan, the Holy Spirit that is moving inside of him, Lord. I'm thankful, Lord Jesus, that he is my brother, Lord, and you've just put him in my path, Lord. I know you have great plans, Lord, and Lord, I just ask you to bless his speech as he gives his testimony, Lord, just to speak from the heart and be honest, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Good morning. My name's Leroy. I'm just going to start off with this. If you love the Lord, clap your hands twice. All right. Okay, so that's cool. My name's Leroy Saldiva. I'm from George West, Texas. It's South Texas, from Corpus. So all I can think about is a scripture. It's when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I reasoned as a child, I acted like a child, and when I became a man, I put away my childish things. It just reminds me about 3 years ago, I was a child. I was in a lot of drug use. I lived at home. I didn't have a job. I lived off my parents, and I was a very angry individual. I knew something needed to change in my life. I just didn't know how to do it. Because, for me, I was stuck in a small town. And so when you're stuck in a small town, you feel like there's no way out. You know, like you feel like that's going to be your life is in the small town, George West, Texas. So I saw this one ministry came, and it's called Strong Tower Ministries. And that's when I became to meet the Lord. And he started changing on me. You know, my attitude started changing. I started looking at life a little bit better than how I used to. I still have, problems, and I still try to work those out, you know. I'm not a perfect person. I came to this ministry called Teen Challenge, and, you know, Strong Tower taught me how to grow up as a young man. And now Teen Challenge is teaching me how to have a relationship with God and how to use God in everything that I do. You know, because we do go to work jobs like the mill or the fair, and, you know, there's a lot of temptation out there. But when you start praying and you start speaking in tongues, all that goes away, honestly. Like, it really does. And that's my testimony. I wasn't really prepared. I haven't been prepared in a couple months, honestly. But, you know, all these brothers right here, they've been through it with me for these last 7 months. And, you know, God shows his love through people. Amen. And so God's been showing his love to me through these guys right here. Because it's hard for me to love myself. Because I always think about the past and what I've used to do and stuff like that. And so God has used these men, even the staff members like Pastor Clay, to show me the love of God, you know. And that's all I have to say. I'm sorry. Sorry.
God of Jacob, great I am. King of angels, Son of man, voice of many waters, song of heaven's throne, louder than the thunder, make your glory known.
Everybody, quiet. Here we go. The hell lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Hail, hail, lion of Judah. Let the lion roar. Roar. Pride of Zion, prophets bold, our Messiah, flesh and bone. You alone are worthy to open up the scroll.
like a lamb who suffered, but the lion has a rose. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Roar. Roar.
Let the lion roar.
Prepare the way, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way, prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way, prepare the way.
O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low. Roar, roar, roar. Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion roar. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah, let the lion. O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low.
O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low. O valley, be raised up, O mountain, be made low.
You might not believe this, but young man Daryl down at the microphone, last week was his first time to ever sing in front of a group. And last of these solos, we had the whole group. We don't have them all today. So he shared solos with several others last week. Today, hats off to you, Daryl. He carried the whole thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. We want to introduce Michael Salazar. I think he's in the second phase now. And this is his first time to ever share a testimony. So, Caleb Langley, lift up a prayer for him.
Dear Heavenly Father, if we could just bless Michael's tongue in sharing his story with all of these nice people here. And hopefully it can just touch some hearts of people in the crowd today. Amen.
Hey guys, my name is Michael Salazar, aka El Chapin. El Chapin.
Tell them your age.
I'm 19. I'm the only teen here. The only teen here.
You have to be at least 18 to come to the adult center. As he said, he's 19, so he's one of our youngest.
Yeah. I'm going to start off by saying I was born in New York. I came here when I was 9. grew up with a stepdad that was Christian and converted my mom into a Christian. She was Catholic at first. And thanks to my stepdad, he showed me the love of Christ each day. But it was hanging around bad groups that would get me into doing bad stuff. And thanks to this program, I get to see, like, the brothers, like, that almost have the same past as me. I get to see how God can change anybody. Amen. God can move through anybody, any gang member, drug addict, stuff like that. And this is my first time, so I don't really know what to say, but I can say that the scripture, Philippians 4:13, I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. And I just want to say that anything you're struggling with, God can help you with that. God is bigger than your problems.
Yeah.
And my problem was weed and K2. At first, when I came in here, I came in very shaky, like, because I had smoked some synthetic marijuana, and I thought I was going to die, honestly, because I was hallucinating, I was shaking, my health was very bad. You can ask everybody here, they saw me at the lowest of my life. I was, like, very tremory. I had to go to the hospital twice to get evaluated, and thank God now I don't have those tremors anymore.
Yeah.
So all I can say is have faith in God, and he will help you with anything. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael!
And just a compliment to Michael. He walks it. He walks it. He has a good attitude all week. He's often called upon and serve in projects that other guys might really not want to do, but he does them, and he does them with a good attitude. Everybody's been seeing that out of you, Michael. Keep it going. You are a bright light for Christ. Amen. We have a song called Fresh, Fresh Fire. And I don't think we're ever out of order asking God to rekindle that fire of his presence and love in our life. I think that would be awesome if that could happen today for everyone here, that we get a fresh rekindling of the fire of God's grace and love and presence.
I'm burn for you.
We have another first-time testimony today, and Blake is, I think, still in first phase, or he just got to second. All right. So how long have you been with us now? About 4 months? 4 months. And Michael? 5 months. You're a little bit ahead of him. So we're excited about Blaze. Who hasn't prayed yet? Kelton, you come lift him up.
Lord, we come to you. I come to you, ask you to anoint my brother Blake's tongue and I want your presence to speak through the things that he's got to say and share to these people, and thank you for bringing him to the program and having his testimony just share with us and be with him. Amen.
Amen.
Whew, there's a lot of you. All right. My name is Blake Lance. I was born to a super abusive household in Fredericksburg, Virginia. When I was 8, my real dad killed my sister, so we came to Texas trying to get away from him. There's a lot of you. So basically all I knew was a father that was very violent, very angry, unloving, unkind, and my mom didn't know how to deal with it. And neither did I. I mean, I thought that was normal, really. I didn't know God at all. And I figured if there was one, he was just as mean, you know? That's why things were happening in my life. So when we came to Texas, I searched out a father figure in gangs. I got involved pretty heavily at a young age and have been in and out of prison since I was 16. I'm 25. I haven't seen the light of day since I was 16, really. I mean, longest I've been out, 8 months, besides this program right here. In 2020, my daughter died. Her name was Harley. So that reconfirmed that I thought that God was angry at me for things that I'd done. I thought God was a mean person, you know? Why would he take my daughter? So I got the chance to come to this program. I came into this program with 13 felonies in 3 counties. 4 armed robberies, bunch of theft over $30,000, working for cartels and Aryan Brotherhood and whatnot. I was such an angry person, looking for validation wherever I could find it. And through the grace of God, he's let me be here. I've dropped it down to now like 6 or 7 that we're working on. Pastor Clay here has been amazing. He's walked with me to a lot of my court stuff, and just been a type of father figure, and I thank you for that every day. My brothers here show me that God's not a mean person. He's a loving father, you know. If he wouldn't have took my daughter, if things wouldn't have happened to me like they did in life, I wouldn't be able to stand here today and talk to y'all. I wouldn't be able to stand here today and eventually talk to young adults like you two out there, y'all over there. I thank God every day for people like y'all here in church. You know, eventually I want to work with youth so they don't have to go through things that I went through in life. That's me. I was saved. Well, September 1st, I was saved. By the grace of God, I was baptized in the Lakey River. Yeah. I am a child of God, you know. We all are. Thank y'all.
Adult and Teen Challenge literally is, for many guys and gals, their last stop. Their last stop of hope. Maybe not for everybody, but for some it is like that. And it's a privilege for me to be a part of this ministry. I was a Methodist pastor for 36 years. I served in the Texas Conference of the United Methodist Church. Most of the churches I served were in the Houston area and East Texas. And we had my wife and I have four sons. And our second son, when he was in his mid-20s, he called us one day. We'd been around the block with him too many times to even talk about. But he called us one day and he said, "Dad, I'm going to put myself in Teen Challenge." Of course, I've followed this ministry for years and years. I've known about David Wilkerson. He's been one of my modern day heroes all my life, my adult life. I read his book, Crossing the Switchblade, when it came out way back in the 70s. Some of you may have seen the movie starred Pat Boone as David Wilkerson. So my son David entered himself into Teen Challenge at the Dallas campus. And his mother and I said to him, "There's only one thing we're excited about this, and one thing we ask, you complete the program. If you're going to do it, see it through to the end. And if you'll do that, we'll be there for you. We'll see what God will do. If you leave early, you're on your own." And our son stayed through to the very end. And the Lord used the program. It's a tool. Every ministry is a vehicle for Jesus. And the Lord used the Adult and Teen Challenge to totally transform David's life. You wouldn't think this by looking at me, but he was a big kid. He was 6'8", weighed 300 pounds. Really a big kid, and he was intimidating. He was intimidating intellectually. He could be very condescending, but God totally transformed him, and everybody who knew David saw the fruit in his life. He wrote letters to everyone he'd ever wronged. He wrote us a long 3 or 4 page letter confessing things he'd done in our home and things I never knew about. I cringed when I read them, but it was okay because I knew where he was now. He graduated in the spring of 2015, and they took him on staff at the Dallas campus, and Heather and I couldn't have been prouder of him. And there was great healing in our whole family with his three brothers and all of us because of the transformation in his life. And then 2 years later, he had just been married for about 7 months, and they were getting ready to go back to a Christian school, a Christian university, and perhaps pursue a call to the ministry, he and his wife. And June the 6th, 2017, he had a massive heart attack in the wee hours of the morning. She woke up. He was next to her, but he was already gone. She called the paramedics, but they said they came, but it was too late. That was a tragedy like I'd never been through. As a pastor, I'd walked through many deep valleys with church people and did the best I could, as pastors should. I tried to feel their pain, but when you lose your own child, it's just nothing like it. Even the loss of my parents was a lot easier because, not that it was easy, but it was a lot easier than that because they'd lived their lives, and Dad was 90 and Mom was 93, and they were ready to go, and that makes a difference. David was 31 when he left this world. And for several weeks, I wasn't even sure I could continue in the ministry anymore. I was so shook. But the grace of God, the grace of God, the faithfulness of God to not let us go when we don't know how to hold on anymore. God got us through. And after a few more years in the ministry, Heather and I began to wonder maybe we could serve one day in this ministry with Adult and Teen Challenge. And lo and behold, this is a story in and of itself, so I'll save it for another time. But in the summer of 2019, we retired. I was 66. I'm 69 now. We retired, and we came on up to Azle, Texas, where our director, Pastor Greg Ambrosen, let me come on staff part-time with Adult and Teen Challenge. And I get the privilege of being with these guys, and I really consider it that I get to have a part in their lives. I get to love on them and pray with them and watch what Jesus does. Like I said, for some, it's literally their last stop. But with the gospel, it's the best stop. And it's the best start. And so we'd like to open the altar now. All the guys, except for Daryl, he's going to help me, just line up across this front, all the way across. All you guys, just come on down. And we're going to go back to the song Fresh, Fresh Fire as our altar song. And what I'd like you to think about, would you come and pray over one of these guys? Would you be willing to come? Maybe several of you, maybe a family. Just come and surround one of these guys and say, I want to pray over you. Now, before you start coming, and I thank you for it, you're responding so beautifully, but hold on. I would like to add this. Maybe you'd also be willing to say, hey, would you have a prayer for me? Because I know these guys would consider it an honor to pray over you today. So let's all stand for this, and we're just going to have a time at the Lord's altar, a sacred time by faith in the Holy of Holies. And you respond now. Please come and pray over somebody.
So come and consume me. My heart is ready. God, if I burn, I burn for you. With no hesitation, without reservation. God, if I burn, I burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you. Breath that I'm breathing, each moment I'm giving. God, if I live, I live for you. I love your presence. God, you're my obsession. God, if I live, I live for you. Oh God, if I live, I live for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire.
I wanna burn for you, yeah. So light a match, let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. I want that fire, I want that fire. So light a match, let it go, set it uncontrolled. I want that fire, I want that fire. So light a match, let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. I want that fire, I want that fire. So light a match, let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. I want that fire, 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 I want that fire. Fresh fire, give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I wanna burn for you.